The Gemara Yevamos Mem Vav on the base towards the bottom says, Amr Chia Bar Abba Rav Yochanan Ger Sarach Gimo Mishpach Siv Bey. Ger is requiring a bezin of three, based on the pasuk of Mishpat. What's the pasuk of Mishpat? Not so clear. Rashi says, Mishpat Echad Yelachem Vilager, Ve Mishpat Pachas Migimel. And Tosa says, Ushvatatem Sedek Ben Isha Ben Achiv Ben Gero, or Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Okay. So anyway, the Gemara says that you require a bezdin of three for Geirus. Now, Machlokas Rishonim, what elements of Geirus require a bezdin of three lichachila? What requires a bezdin of three even likuva? And the basis of that Machlokas, primarily, is what the Rishonim identify as a apparent stira Gemaras. The argument over here, Mem Zayin Mevei, says straightforwardly, Ger Sarach Gimel. The Gemara Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis has the expression of Mi Lo Tavel Nidusa. In a situation in which we're lacking evidence that there was a Gerus, Rav Asi says, Mi Lo Tavel Nidusa. That face value, Rashi writes, Mi Lo Tavel Nidusa. If it's a woman, presumably the woman went to the mikvah as a nita, the osa tefila, olalala, tefila skeiros. And we're saying the same thing for a man, mila tabu lakiria. So, at face value, Gemara sounds like, even if we don't have evidence of the geiros per se, as long as the woman went at some point to the mikvah as a nita, that should be sufficient for geiros. That sounds like you don't need a bezdin for geiros. So we shouldn't bother with that. Tosas here, Mem Heimen Beis, Diba Masla Mila Tavla Nidusa, Tema, Diyamala Kaman, De Ger Sarach Gimel Mishmach Zidbeg. Tosas Tute Ritzavish Lomar, Hai Divi Ina Shlosha, Hai Nila Kabal Samitzvas. So when you require Bezin of Gimel Likuva, that's for Kabal Samitzvas. Avalola tefila. Ah, God, there means the command to say to me the chacham owned me b'chutz. Hainu lechachila does it fei. It's preferable lechachila to have a bezdin even for tefila and for mila. But likuva, if you're lacking a bezdin for tefila or mila, the geirus is still good. If you're lacking a bezdin for kabbalas mitzvos, that's no good even likuva. So the Gemara says mila tavla nidus according to the Tarfon Tosos. The Gemara actually entertains that even if you didn't have a bezin for tefillah, the geirus still is kasher, at least for the avet. Bezin for kabbalas hamitzvos would be me'akev. Then Tosas has the yesh v'farshim, the kevin diyadua l'kol shetavla kilu omdim sham dami. There's a certain anansadi that ever knows that she went to the mikvah, so that's an anansadi ki'ilu there's a bezin. So we're not going to get into that right now. But the first Tarasitosis we'll see is quoted as one day in Shulchan Aruch that Bezin is only Ma'akev for Kabbal Samitzos, not for Mila, not for Tevila. The Rambam writes, Perak Yud Gimel Halacha Tes, Giores Sheri'inuha Noheges Bedarka Yisrael Tamib. If you have a Gioris who people see is acting like a nice, firm woman, Kagon Shetitbo Linidusa, for example, they see that she goes to the mikvah, the Tafish Chum Misas, and she's Mafishkala, the Chayose Basas, everything we expect of a nice Jewish girl, the Chay Ger Shenohi Bidarka Yisrael, a male Ger who acts like a Jew, Shetoba Lakirio, the Yosekala Mitzvos, so the fact that we see them conducting themselves as upstanding citizens creates a cheskas geri tzedek. They're presumptively Jewish. The afal pikein in Baalis Arab Israel, Amasina Samachi of you Adim, Ajibu Faneno Holbuhsukubai. So in the Ikra Din, sounds like in the Rambam, there's a presumption that if you see someone conducting themselves as a Jew, that there is a proper gerus, but absent evidence, absent edus, we're not allowed to let them marry freely until they provide edus or do another tefillah in order to substantiate the fact that there was a gerus. So the Rambam, as the Mefarshim explained, and also can explain, the Rambam is quoting this Vilatav Nidusa as an example, not the tefillah as a tefillah of gerus per se, it's an example of a religious act that a person would do on a regular basis. So the fact that a woman goes to the mikvah, that's an indication that she's living an observant lifestyle, and that creates a presumptiveness, a presumption that she had a proper gerus. It's not that the tefillah l'nidusa constitutes a gerus, it's a siman that there probably was a gerus, and that creates a cheskas yadus. In Inachanami, Bezdin would be necessary evenly kuva for all the elements of gerus. Milatam and Nidusa is absent evidence. If you see someone conducting themselves in a Jewish way, that creates a chazaka that they had a proper gerus. But it's lav dafka, any mitzvahs could have been cited just as well. That's a little bit more explicit in the Perush of Ravam in Ahar. The Gemara here of Mila Tavla Linidusa. Vidav Havain. Tahad Arminal Kaman Gerish in the sky, Bainal bin Asma Havi Ger Gamur, Hatam Shiloh Hayasham Havi Goy Gamur, that the person doesn't have, he says, I'm a guy on my own, I was a guy on my own, that's nothing. Hatam Shiloh Yabestin, there's a Kosovo, Shvatim Tzedek, Tinita Bestin, and then skipping a little. V'hai denaka tavla l'nidusa v'l'kirio chad mitzvah naka. That's just an example of one mitzvah. And that kamathya halina marai sh'afa pisha'ana yodim sh'ayugayim v'ein lahem edim sh'idol l'divrayim v'cheskos gerit tzedek heimin em on him. The chazina davdi on mitzvahs of mitznagim v'dark Israel. We see that they're conducting themselves Jewishly. V'lav geri ninulahoy avdi. If they weren't acting, if they weren't geri, they wouldn't be acting this way. V'hai zinaka tavlidi doesn't achad a mitzvah naka, but it could have mentioned any mitzvah. V'chein yir shapir sharambam imasha kasta perik yigil v'kdusha. So he says that's presumably pshat on the Rambam, that you still require bezdin likuva for all elements of geirus. Amila Talmud Yidusa is an example of a mitzvah that we see someone perform that would create a chazaka that they're Jewish, that they must have gone through Geirus. But the Rambam says you still require a higher threshold of evidence in order to allow them to marry. Shitas HaRif is maybe a little bit more ambiguous. We'll see in a moment the Beis Yosef understood within the Rif that the Rif is like the Rambam, that Bezdin is Ma'akev for every element of Geirus. Others understood the Rif more in the Tosas camp. The way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reis HaMechaz Se'if Gimel, Kol Inyana Yager Vein Lahodiyo Mitzvah Sekablam Vein Amila Vein Atvila Sarach Shiyu B'Shlosha Acherim Ladun Ubayom. So the first opinion in Mechaber is like Tosfos, that Mila is not Ma'akeh for Tvila and that Bezdin is not ma'akev for Mila Tvila, it is ma'akev for Kabbalah Samitzvos. And then the Mechaber, so L'Rifa Rambam, so he groups the Rif together with the Rambam, L'Rifa Rambam, Afil B'di Eved, Shatavol, Omal, B'fnei Shnayim, Obalayla, Ma'akev, V'asr B'Yisraelis. According to the Rif and the Rambam, even B'di Eved, if the Mila Tfil is not done with Nebezin, it's Ma'akev. The Ramban, by the way, in the Sugya there in Daf Mem He, seems to have understood the Rif otherwise, closer to Tosos, but the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, puts the Rif together with the Rambam. So 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, the presentation sounds like everyone agrees that a Beza would be Ma'akev for Kabbalah and Mitzvos. Machlokes Rishonim is a Beza Ma'akev for Mila and Tvila as well. The Shachas have a commentary in Sivkat and Yud. When the Mechaber wrote, "Bidi Eved Amlo Malot Havaal B'fnei Shnayim," if the Mila Tefila is in front of two people, it's Kasher Bidi Eved within Shitas HaTosos. So why does it say El B'fnei Shnayim? So the Shachar is not Lachar Shnayim, El B'fnei Echad. Even if it's done in front of one person, it's good. Once you don't need a Bezdin, then you don't need two either. V'chei Mucha B'Tosos. Tosos we just quoted. The Yishlamar, no, the Nakashnayim, came to Imakirin Hayino Osashaya Akum, Eno Naman Lama Giyarti Afmi. So if a person is Muksak as an Ochri, he has no Namanus to say that he was Megayar. Nisgayarti Benam and Asmi is Eno Naman. We'll talk about that when we get to our Isha's Jerem a little bit more. Vimkein Svichana Shayu Shnayim Lefachos Shayedu Shin Skagarai. So you might not need a Bezdin Likuva, but you'll at least need Eidus to prove that he was Megayah. V'af isha nir b'sha shetav l'nafsha ha'yufichan l'nashim rovin osa shetav l'yos Eidah medavar. Quoting the Prisha. So even if you don't require Bezdin Likuva, but how do you establish that the person was Megayah, you at least need Eidus. So Shnayim is Afka, perhaps. Less than Shnayim, you don't have Eidus either. Okay. So what we need to clarify is the extent to which the bezin required for geirus, the bezin of three that required for geirus, likuva kabbal samitzos, alisa chachila, and maybe likuva for mila tefila. So how much is that bezin analogous to a bezin for dinei mamonis? How many of the halachos do we transfer all the halachos that we have for bezin and mamonis to a bezin of geirus? So for example, the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin, based on the base, the Gemara and Aleph, has a machlokas amarayim, Rava or Rabba, and Ravacha Breda Ravika. So when it comes to Dine Mamadis, is a requirement of the Bezdin of Gimel, a Din the Raisa or not? So Ravacha Breda Ravika holds, Amina Torah, all you need is a single daya when it comes to Dine Mamadis. Hadas, Havos, Exelos, Vachavalos, you need 3 Minotaurah. Hadas, Havos, lower grade Dine Mamonis, according to Rav Acha, Breda Ravika, Minotaurah, all you need is 1, requirement of 3 is Midor Ban. According to Rava Rava, the requirement of 3 itself is Min HaTorah. So how does that transfer to Geirus? The Tosfos writes on Membav and Mebeis, Gira Maskel Mishpat. We started quoting Tosfos before for the pasuk. Afiluman de'amar, going on to Mem Zayin and Aleph. Afiluman de'amar Dvar Torah Chad Nami Kasher. So even if you hold like the position of Rav Acha Breda Ravika, that Min HaTorah, all you need is 1 dayan. So would you say that Min HaTorah, if you have a ger who's misgayer in front of one person, that's a good geirus? The Tosfos says no. Hamidam minan l'gzeilos v'chavolos debi'inan shlosha l'kuliyam. No, so even that position that Minotara Chanami Kasher, that's only for Ados Valos, that's for lower grade Dini Mamanus. But more Chamar Dini Mamanus, Aglios Vachavalos, stakes are higher. So then Evan agrees you need three Min HaTorah. For Rabbi Yochanan Dehacha, Islei Behedya B'Yerushalmi, Dishnaim Shadanu Ein Dinei Amdin. Okay. So Tosa says, no, Evan would have to agree when it comes to Geirus that you require three Minotaur. Then Tosa has another Kashrim Tomar. V'anan hechi mekablin Geirim habi'inan mumchem. So that requirement of, according to Rava, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, in the beginning, you need three mumchim min haTorah. And for Gdeos v'chavalos, Evan agrees you need three mumchim. So how are we mekabel geirim nowadays? Don't we need mumchim? Meaning, don't we need smuchim? The Yesh Lomar, the Shlichusayu Avdinan, Kedamashunami, Bishiliyam Agarish, Kamasha Chashin, Eilas Dalas Bifne Lovin, Chashinami, Linas Dalas Bifne Geirim. So that's the very end of Gittin, and that Peches, that there's an institution of Shlichusayu, that we view our Dayanim as the Shluchim of the original Dayanim, that somehow invested in our Dayanim, even if they're not, if they don't have Smicha, is the authority of the original Dayanim, which was instituted in order to allow society to function properly. So there, the Gemara is the notion of Shalatino Dels Bifnei Lovin, that if you don't allow Bezdin to deal with matters of Halvos and related claims, then people are never going to lend money. So in order for society to function, you have to be able to don on such matters. So we say, even in those cases where, technically speaking, you should need smuchim, but shlichusayu de kamaya dina, and that our batei din are functioning as the shluchim of the original batei din, and that is the basis for being mekabel geirim. If not for shlichusayu, according to Tosfos here, you couldn't be mekabel geirim bizman hazeh. Tosfos in Kiddushin, parallel Tosfos, Kiddushin samach beis amid beis diba maskal geir, Kiddushin Samach Beis on the Beitir Maskel Ger quotes this position, and of course another position in the name of Rabbeinu Nisano. Tell us, of course, from Rabbeinu Nisano that L'doros Eichem is Mashma, that we have license to be Mekabel Gerim throughout history, even when we don't have Mumchim. So you don't have to go on to Shikasai. There's a special Zeres HaKosov that when it comes to Geirus, you don't need Mumchim. So even though we should have learned that Mishpat from Mamanus, and just like by Mamanus we require Mumchim, so too here. No, especially there's a custom with Doros Eichem that you don't require Mumchim when it comes to Geirus. Says the Rashba and Arsuki here, Mevav and Mevez, Dibur Maslo Dilma. The Rashba, Mevav and Mevez, Dibur Maslo Dilma, explaining this position that we're not coming out to Shlichusayu. Rashi writes, "V'leka l'meimer nami the anan Shlichusayu kavdina and kideavina begitim bekedushin b'mamam kedisa v'rakam begaris." So don't say that our license to be mekabel geirus is based on the notion of Shlichusayu. The shani hasam the called the mekadosh as I said the rabban mekadosh when it comes to matters of getim bekedushin where the Gemara says that we operate based on Shlichusayu, let's say, to be Mafkia Kedushin or to be called forget when warranted. So that's because when it comes to matters of Gittin and Kedushin, called the Mekadosh and Daitu, they're Rabbi Mekadosh. V'chein b'mamon, Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. When it comes to Mamon, we can operate based on Shlichusayu because Bezin has the authority to divest people of their property. So that gives them license to be done, and it makes sense to talk about Shlichusayu. Aval hacha, heach efshar l'mishri goy b'bas Yisrael. But over here, what are you going to tell me? That min haTorah, the Geirus is no good, so min haTorah, the verse is not Jewish. and the Rabbanan come along, Krishna Kusayu, to be Megayer someone. But bottom line, the person in the Torah is not Jewish. Rashi says that can't be. And therefore, you have to say that no, there's no requirement of Smuchim to begin with. You require Gimel, you don't require Mumchim. There is a Nesivus in the beginning of Chosha Mishra, the first Nesivus, that says that the way Shri Chusayu operates is Shri Chusayu works in the Torah, it's just Nimsar Kocha Chachamim to be Magdir, the specifics of Shri Chusayu. So once you operate with Shri Chusayu for the Nesivus, so then everything works in the Torah. It's not that the person is a guy in the Torah and the Rabbanan make him into a ger. It's that through Shri Chusayu, everything works on a Daraisa level. So if you're going to be regarded someone through Shri Chusayu, Kedusha is Kedusha in the Torah, and there isn't any suffix about that at all. That's in the Sivas. The Rashba is not going that way. The Rashba is bothered that Shri Chusayu shouldn't be operative when it comes to ger, so must be never require Mulchud to be given. So again, according to Tosfos here in Armasaf, the ability to Megayer game is not assessed based on Shri Chusayu. According to the Vein and Sinel, the Dara Sechem, according to the Rashba, not Shri Chusayu. He doesn't quote the Dara Sechem, but he says that there's never a requirement of Mumchim for Geirus to begin with. Mm-hmm. What would the Nafkamina be between whether we're Mekabel game based on Shri Chusayu, or whether it's based on the Dara Sechem, whether you have to come on to saying that our Dayanam are Shri Chusayu de Kamai? So there's a tshuva of Ritzi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi Yaredeya Simen Reish Tezayim. So he was responding, there is an edict in the Syrian community in Argentina, going back to the 1920s, where they decided there that they are not going to be Megayer people in their community. Not that they won't accept Gerim, which was a later expansion of the original Takana, but the original Takana was not to be Megayer people there. There's the Chuvas Dvar Shaul, the Rav there in Buenos Aires, so he has five Siman on the topic. He corresponded with the cook, and he said that if anyone wants to be Megayer, they should go to Eretz Yisrael, maybe they'll be Megayer them in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Cook responded, that's a good idea, he wrote a comment to Sefer, that if anyone wants to be Megayer, they can come to Eretz Yisrael, and we'll take care of it for them if appropriate. But anyway, the context of that communal edict, if you will, Ritzi Pesach Frank was responding to the following shaila. Let's say someone, an ad hoc bezin, would get together in Buenos Aires in the 1920s and be Megayer someone anyway. So would that geirus be chal if it's done against the will of the community? So Ritzi Pesach Frank suggested that if...
What's safer is the Ritzi Pesach Frank? That's Arzil?
Hartzvi.
Hartzvi
Yardeyas Tevin Reish Tazayim. So Tzipeth Frank writes that if the license that we have to be Megayer people nowadays is based on Shri Chusayu, so it's hard to argue that if people are operating against the will of the local rabbinate, that they can tap into Shri Chusayu. Shri Chusayu means that we're operating as the emissaries of the original Dayana, but the original Dayana and the original Mumchim wouldn't want to be Megayer people against the will of the local community, so you can't really call that Shri Chusayu. If you have a Zeres HaKasuv or a Pasuk with Deros Echem that tells you could always be Megayer people, meaning you never need Mumchim to begin with, like the Rebbeinu Nisanel, like the Rashba, so then the Geirus may be Chal anyway. But if it's based on Shri Chusayu, you can't argue that that's called Shri Chusayu. Yeah.
They actually have a good reason that would be taken into account.
Okay.
Why they wouldn't convert people. Do they have a good reason that?
The Rabbanim in Argentina?
Yeah.
The reason was that there was a messy business and people were Megayer for ulterior motives and they didn't want to get involved. So they wanted to wash their hands from the situation. Ritzi Pesach Frank assumes that the local community has a right to do that, and you can't be Megayer against the will of the local community. That wouldn't be called Shli Chusayu. There's an Or Sameach who writes something similar. Or Sameach Perik Yidalit Yisir Bi Halachi Yigimel. Or Sameach Yidalit Yisir Bi Halachi Yigimel writes that if someone's Megayer L'shem Ishus, someone's being Megayer for ulterior motivations, even though B'di Evakulam Gerim Heim, he writes just like the Rambam tells you that we're not megayer people l'shem davar l'chachila, it was only the bezin shel yotas that was megayer them. So kevan de ikar ageirus hu shalav rasam chachamim tu bazelo avdina shichasai, the bezin goes. The Rasamech entertains that even in a case l'shem ishas, even in a case where it's hard to parse this, because on the one hand the din is kulam geirim, so if you megayer l'shem davar, you shouldn't have done it, but with the other kulam geirim. Because Rosh Hashanah is bothered if you're being megayer people that you shouldn't be megayer because it's a shame davar, so that's on some level shalob rasam chachamim. So how can you argue that that's based on shlichus sayim? Rav Kook writes something like that as well in Das Kohen Simon Kufnun Beis. The Pashut. So the Tosa said that it's like Shavuot Tinodel Spifnei Lovin that we invoke Tichusayu because we need our communities to function properly. So that makes sense if it's a kosher ger is going to be properly observant. They're not doing anything. So those are the parameters of when you can invoke shlichusayim. Milsad shkicha, chesem kis, that doesn't apply here. So then maybe you shouldn't be good even be the eved, because that's not shlichusayim. For Moshe, Dibros Moshe Yevamos, the end of Siman Lamed Hey, so he kind of entertains this and says that's not how we operate, meaning it's theoretically a good argument, but l'maisa we assume that if you're megayer people even for ulterior motivation, even if you shouldn't have done it to begin with, but you still say b'di'evad kulam geirim heim, and we don't argue that since they didn't have license to do it because of shikusayu, that the geirim wouldn't be good. Rav Sternbach has the following: Shuvas van Hagos Chelik Aleph Simon Tav Reishir to Tav Reishir Aleph. Chelik Aleph Simon Tav Reishir Tav Reishir Aleph, and again a Chelik Dalit Simon Reish Lamed. He goes to Zor Sameach, and he says, if you have a bezin that's makabel people, that converts people who are not properly observant, they're not going to be proper Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. So you can't call those Dayanim that work through Shlichus Hayim. That Geirus isn't going to be good, because they're abrogating their shlichus. They're not operating properly. And then he says, even if it's not based on shlichus sayu, even if we'll go with the Doro Seidom approach, he writes, Gam l'shitazu, l'chor bezim shemigayir geirim shalokadin, v'zadon, like Tzulim the Dayanim, the Geirus, Kirishayim, Shavrimal Din Torah. That if you have Dayanim who are going to be guiding people knowing that they're not going to be observant, so they're violating the halacha, and they're perhaps Tzulim, they're Rishayim, because they're violating the halacha. That was the whole tumult about 10 years ago when Rabbi Sherman, who at the time was on the Bezin HaGadol, issued a psak. It was one particular case, but he railed against the Baruch HaGiur, and specifically Rabbi Druckmann, that they were engaged in wholesale geirus of people who weren't properly observant. So he suggested maybe any geirus that these Dayanim sat on would be no good, even if in that particular case there was a proper Kabbalah Mitzvah because of Tzulim Be'etzem. So he writes one of those shuvas that he had in a shul in Harnof, they had an ufer for a chassan, and he found out that the chassan had a geirus with Rabbi Druckmann. He didn't mention him by name in the tshuva, so he whispered to him that we'll let you get an aliyah, but before the chassan, make sure that you do another proper geirus, because he was choshesh that the geirus wasn't good. So that's Rabbi Sherman's position. That was Rabbi Sherman's position, not the consensus position of most. The more consensus position is that if the dayanim do substandard geirus and some good geirus, the fact that they engage in substandard geirus doesn't passel them the etzem is dayanim, and if they got it right, on whatever case, then that would be a good geirus where they, so to speak, got it right. Rav Sternbach entertains that himself, in Chela Dalet Simen Reish Lamed that at least b'di'eved, if a ger is properly mekabel mitzvos and he's megayer in front of a bezdin of dayanim that routinely are megayer people without kabbalah some mitzvos, so maybe they think they're doing a mitzvah, so maybe that doesn't possible them. If they think they're doing the right thing, so maybe that doesn't possible them as dayanim. Rabbi Gedaliah Axelrod, one of the abbesins in Haifa, writes this in one of his tshuvas as well. Migdal Sofim Chela Gimel Simel Amites. Migdal Sofim Chela Gimel Simel Amites. Quoted in Rabbi Sherman's long tzak, that he writes that these dayanim think that even though they think that they have the right to be Oker Davar Min HaTorah Bekum Ba'aseh for nationalistic Zionistic social reasons, they think they're doing the right thing. So he writes, maybe we can treat them as shogigim and not as psulim. So even Rosh Dornbach is willing to cut some slack that push comes to shove, maybe you could be mafshir these dayanim at least be the epic. But within the Bezdin world, the broader consensus seems to be that you value everything on a case-by-case basis, even if some dayanim engage in substandard gavers on occasion. It does look possible in the etzem if they believe that what they're doing is appropriate. Yeah.
How are they justifying the belief that it's b'shogeg? What's the case exactly?
The case is the members of Maracha Giyor and Eretz Yisrael who perhaps will be Megayir people who may not fully be Mekabel Mitzvos because they believe that it's in the sociological interest of the State of Israel to have a larger Jewish population to avoid intermarriage and other sociological problems.
How is there any justification for that? There's no source to say.
I'm sorry? They think they're doing the right thing, so then maybe they're shogging them even if they're dead wrong. In Choshen Mishpat, Simon Gimel Seif Aleph, in the Chaver Paskins, based on that Gemara Sanhedrin that we started with, Ein Bezdin Pachos Mi Gimel, the Chol Gimel Nikra in Bezdin Afilu Hedyota. So Bezdin requires a minimum of 3 Dayanim. But even if the members of the Bezdin are Hadyotos, it's still a good Bezdin. And the Rama adds, why is that a good Bezdin even if they're Hadyotos? The Asher Delesbu Chadi Yodea Svaras Bedinim, about Ilesbu Chadi Yoda Pasuladin. So when we say that a Bezdin of Gimel Hadyotos is Kasher, it presupposes that it's really only 2 Hadyotos. That one of the 3 people on the Bezdin knows what he's doing, and he'll be able to tell the other Dayanim what they're supposed to be doing. So that's like what Rashi writes in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Gimel Amud Aleph, Gimel Maskel de Gomir, Gimel Amud Aleph, Gimel Maskel de Gomir. What does Gomir mean? Shasham Amei Chachamim Umidayanin Hilchos Din Malva. So he heard from the Chacham and the Dayanim what the halachas are. So that's what it means, E.F. Shar Delesbu Chad de Gomir. That at least someone on the panel has to have the baseline knowledge necessary. So presumably the same is true for Gairus as well. If the Bezin of Gairus is patterned after Bezin for Mamanus, so just like a Mamanus, when we say you can have Gimel Yotas, it doesn't mean literally Gimel Yotas, it means you have to have at least one person that knows what he's doing. So the same thing would be true for Gairus as well. That's what the Maram Shik writes in the Tshuva. Yoredeya Simen Reish Mem Ches. Yoredeya Simen Reish Mem Ches. So he writes, He writes, Reish Mem Ches, Im Kein Hu Adin Kan, Tzvichen Sheyedu Din Geiris, V'tzvichen Sheyedu Matzarach Lo Diola. So the Dayanim have to know the halachas of Geiris, they have to know what to tell the Geir, Bikari HaMitzvos, V'im Kein Tzvichem Sheyu Lomdim Tamidei Chachamim. So he says, they have to have 3 Tamidei Chachamim. And he says that's what the Gemara means in Kedusha Samach Beis on Beis. The Gemara there is talking about if a person says that I'm going to marry you on condition that I am the Geyer, the Gemara says that Geyer is not considered biyado. It's not in my hands, it's not in a person's hands to decide whether to be the Geyer. Why not? The person just decided to be the Geyer. So the Gemara there says, who's to say that you'll find people to be Megayer you? So that makes more sense, as the Maram Sheikh, if you need to have three Talmidei Chachamim, because then it's harder to find three Talmidei Chachamim who are going to be willing to be Megayer you. In the Sefer Geiris Kol Chasa, Perek Zayin Aradalid, he points out that's more Mefurish in the Me'iri, that you need Talmidei Chachamim. Mem Zayin Amar Alef Dimasu Achal Pi. The Me'iri here, Mem Zayin Amar Alef Dimasu Achal Pi, writes as follows. V'chei, Me'acher Shehatvila Tzarech Shlosha, Shehin Bezdin. It's thin to require three people for the Tvila. Eima Bilanus Abalaila, says the Ma'is of Bezdin, you can't do it at night. V'mikom Makom, V'chol Eilu Bidi Evid Areis Hager. Aval Mumchen Lo Bi'inan, as we explained, Ela filu b'shlosh ediotas. V'alcha pisha tzarech lo dio inyan ha-mitzvahs kulam, klal ha-mitzvahs ha-kol yodin ha-san, imkena kol kemum kelinyan zeh. So lo, ela shem yikol mokam le-tamidah ha-chamim ha-nusvichim. So when it says ediotas, it doesn't mean people don't know what they're doing. It means they're not mumchim, they're not smuchim. So he says he still needs tamidah ha-chamim. They have to know what they're doing, they have to know the details of Geir and what they're telling the Geir. They don't have to be official Mumchim Smuchim, but minimally they have to be Talmidei Chachamim. That's what he writes on Memzayin and Mubeis, Dibur Maskul Mikevan, Shlosha Talmidei Chachamim, Omdin Al Gaba B'Shas Tvila, Afa Pisha Eina Mumchim Smuchim. So you don't have to have Mumchim Smuchim, says Miri, but you need to have Talmidei Chachamim. So Rav Moshe writes, the Rambam doesn't sound that way. Rav Moshe and Tshuva, Yoridei Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Yoridei Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Tes points out, Lashon HaRambam Yudalid Vav. The Rambam writes in Yudalid Vav, Ushlosha Omdin Al Gabav, three people stand Al Gabav, Umodianos on Mixas Mrs. Kalas Mixas Mrs. Chamuros, Pam Shnia, Vuhu Omeid Bamayim. So the Rambam doesn't say they have to be Talmidei Chachamim. Sounds like three people. So Moshe writes Lalacha that as long as one of the people knows what he's doing, one of the people is the Talmidei Chacham based on the model of Hedyotas by Dine Maminus, where you need one who is Gamir. So as long as one person on the bezdin knows the details of Hilchos Geirus, then that is sufficient for the Geirus to be kosher. Okay. What about Psul Krovim on a bezdin? So in Choshe Mishpat Simon Zayin Sif Tes, Zayin Tes, Mechaber writes, Kol Psulim Lahayin Machmas Korva, to anyone who is possible to say Aedis because he's a relative, O Machmas Adair, or he's a Varian, Psilim Ladim. So whoever can serve as an Aed can serve as a Dayan, including a Karov. So presumably that's true for Geirus also, that a Karov can't be a Dayan for Geirus. You can't have two Krovim who are on the Bezdin together. You can't have two relatives who are Halacha Krovim on the Bezdin together. There is a line in the Hagos Mordechai in Yevamos, Kufir Aleph. The Hagos Mordechai in Yevamos, Kufir Aleph has a Maisa of a Ger who was Tovel in front of three Krovim, and then he touched Yayin. So there's a Machlokes, whether that Yayin became Aser. But that Mordechai, he's not saying that a bezdin of Krovim would be kosher. He's saying within the position that the Bali Tosa, that bezdin is a ma'ake for tvila. So that was the shaila that he was dealing with. that the tefillah b'fnei kovim could be kosher according to the day that you don't need a bathroom for tefillah at all. But it's pasha that if you needed a bezdin, then a bezdin of krovim would be pasul. What about other psulim? So Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas that we should discuss is the kashrus of conservative rabbis. For example, Chela Galasim and Kosama, Rav Moshe has different formulations of different tshuvas. Some are more extreme than others. It goes Rav Moshe, Chela Galasim and Kosama, regarding a bezin for geirus of a conservative rabbi. So even if you just assume, even in a case where there wouldn't be proper kabbalah for mitzvos, meaning the person will be properly observant, who's megar in front of the conservative rabbi, as Rav Moshe writes, that conservative rabbi is pasul a bezin, because in general they're kofrim and violate multiple lavim. And even if we don't know that we didn't receive edus that this particular conservative rabbi is apostle, but on a side that all conservative rabbis are the cheskas mufkar laharbe isurim ulkfira laharbe ikar. The presumption is that a conservative rabbi is kofar and not observant of mitzvahs. In another shuva, Evan Ezer Simon Bays. If Yud Zayin, seven. Sorry, Evan Ezer Chelik Beis Simon Yud Zayin. So Moshe was asked whether, if there's a conservative rabbi officiating at a wedding in a conservative synagogue, are you allowed to attend? So he says, if there was an Orthodox rabbi doing the seder kedushin, and it's not during services. So then we don't have to worry that people are going to be choshe, that you're going to daven there, then it might be permissible to attend the wedding. But an adam choshev shouldn't go even under those circumstances. And if the conservative rabbi is officiating, then he's presumably pasul eidus. And he says it doesn't make a difference whether it's a conservative rabbi who is a graduate of seminary, or if he was an Orthodox rabbi who then got a job in a conservative temple, because he writes that if it was an Orthodox rabbi who got the smicha of an Orthodox institution and then took a job in a conservative synagogue, maybe he's worse, maybe it's a din of Shana Pirish. Mela, the guy who grew up in a conservative home and went to the seminary and got ordained, so he doesn't know any better. But if someone has a proper Orthodox smicha, and then he goes and takes a position in a conservative shteller, so then maybe that's worse as a motion. Maybe that's the Shana Pirish. Then another tshuva, Chela Dalid, this is late, Chela Dalid Simen Yud Gimel Os Gimel. That's even if the conservative rabbi is for the best of them. He doesn't eat non-kosher food, he's not mechal Shabbos before Hesya, doesn't drive to shul, he still doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. And since he's a member of the union of conservative rabbis, whose theological position is to uproot certain mitzvot HaTorah, even the Raisas, definitely the Rabbanans, so they're kofrim and pasul eidus, even if we don't know anything specifically about this particular rabbi. So if he affiliates with the rabbinical assembly, so then he might be a pasul be'etzem, even if in his personal life he is a shomer Torah mitzvahs. As I'm motorizing these two of us, there are there's one unpublished Yuvah of Moshe, where Moshe takes a more liberal stance about observant conservative rabbis possibly being kosher. Rav Nathan Greenblatt told me, what Moshe told him was that the reason every conservative rabbi is a apostle is because even if he essentially is a Shomer Shabbos, But if he had a congregant who was ill on Shabbos who needed his tending to, then any conservative rabbi would get in the car and drive to his sick congregant on Shabbos. That's what Rav Natan told me Rav Moshe said. All this is mostly academic because 99.9% of cases where you have a conservative rabbi doing geiris, there is nowhere near the proper kabbalah samitzas on the part of the ger yoris. So even in theory you want it to be matched with the dayanim, it's almost min a nimna to have the case of such rabbis being the guy or someone who's more observant than they are. Mechaber writes in Choshen Mishpat Simin Zayin Seif Yud Aleph Zayin Aleph Bezdin Shel Gimel Sarach Shiyah B'Kol Echa Mehem Zayin Dvar, that the members of the Bezdin have to have the following seven traits: Chachma, Anava, Yira, wisdom, humility, fear, Sinas Mamon, can't like money, Avas Emes, love the truth, Avas Abrios Lahem, people have to love them, Bali Shem Tov, good reputations. So most assume that this is a L'chachila list, that L'chachila they should have these criteria. Rav Shechter is fond of the Chazon Ish. Rav Shechter thinks it's true L'alacha. Chazon Ish is in a couple places. One of them is in Eben Ezra Siman Kuf Aleph. The Chazon Ish writes that there's a certain range of there's a certain accepted range of these midas. I mean, there's a certain normal range of what's considered to be modesty, what's considered to be avos emes. But if someone is outside of that range, so then he's possible as a dayan even b'di'evet. So if someone has a very bad reputation, or someone is too enamored by money, or someone is too arrogant, is not within the normal range of an anav, so then that would possible him as a dayan for geiris, for mamonis, for anything, even the d'yev. Now Rav Sternbach points out in another tshuva, tshuvah on Hagos Chelik Aleph Siman Tav Reish Beis, Chelik Aleph Siman Tav Reish Beis, that you have to be careful that a dayan shouldn't get paid too much for geiris. Nozel skar la din dina b'teila. So if someone gets paid for din Torah beyond skar batala, then the din Torah is the psak is no good. But since bezin is necessarily kuva, nozel skar la din could be pasul, and even skar batala, not so pasha. So he says, when it comes to geiris, where you need a bez, a mik, or a din, so then you have to be careful about not taking too much money. So in my experience, I find there's generally an inverse proportion between the amount of money charged for geiris and the quality of the geiris. The people who charge inordinate sums of money for geiris are usually the ones doing the quickie geiris without any standards. So it's normal for Bessin to charge certain administrative fees to cover overhead. Then Arbat Adin, the range of fees will be somewhere in the $400 to $700 range for the whole process. But there are people out there charging thousands of dollars, so that is beyond the norm, and that raises serious issues about the kashrus of the geiris. Or in the one case that was documented in the indictment of a certain famous rabbi who just got out of jail had six figures charged for at least one case of geiris. And I don't think the level of kabbalah samitzas there quite fit the bill. Rabbi Willig suggested maybe it's a limud zchus that you could argue that the money paid, not the six figure sum, but the person charges a few thousand dollars, maybe you could argue the money paid is for skar limud. So yeah, maybe if the person teaches 50 classes to the ger, and they get paid a few $1,000 for the classes, maybe that could justify it. But someone's taking the money and not giving classes, that's a very serious issue of notos harlada, which we might also call shelcha, depending on the context. It's also potentially a psul nogeya. As Rav Schachter points out, that Rav Schachter thinks that the sponsoring rabbi, the person training the person to geiris, through geiris, shouldn't be on the bez because he's a little bit of a nogeya b'davar. He thinks that he prepared this candidate, he's a wonderful candidate, so he shouldn't be the judge and jury. He shouldn't be the one to decide whether the person's really right to be megayer. So better he shouldn't be on the bez. We don't have that as an absolute rule, but that's a strong preference. Rav Schachter says the same thing by an adoptive father. Right, so let's say the local rabbi in the old days when geiris was done locally, they didn't have established by the din, so the local rabbi adopts a child, non-Jewish, and they want to be megayer him. So the local rabbi would sit with two other local rabbis and create a bezdin. So Rav Schachter thinks that's not right. That's a psul nogeya because he wants to raise his kid as a child. So that also could be an issue with sponsoring rabbi, the adoptive father not sitting on a bezdin for the child that he's adopting. And the Sefer Geiris Kolchasi points out that you don't have to have the same makeup for all the stages of geiris. You need a bezdin for mila, you need a bezdin for tefila. You don't have to have the same dayanim for mila and for tefila. In an ideal world, it's probably better. But often, it's impractical. You're going to have a mila one day and a tefila another day, and you can't get the same dayanim to be at both of them. So that's what he points out, and others. In one of the booklets put out by the EJF, Netzach Yisrael, Volume 5, that was the last one they put out, they have Sachem from Moshe. So they quote there from the Dibros Moshe, in Yavamah's Tuf Ayin Tes, Hesh Tuf Ayin Tes, and Moshe also said that you don't need the same makeup for both the Bezdin and for Mila, and for the Bezdin and Mila, you could have different Dayanim for each, if that is necessary. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, we'll talk a little bit more about Psulei Dayanus in the context of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karva Pasol, and more specifically, what the role and function of the Bezdin is for Geiris.